Blog Talk Radio.
Absolute power corrupts absolutely.
I want winners.
Let's go.
The autumn wind is a pirate, blustering in from sea. With a rollicking song he sweeps along, swaggering boisterously. His face is weather-beaten. He wears a hooded sash, with a silver hat about his head, and a bristling black mustache. He growls as he storms the country, a villain big and bold. And the trees all shake and quiver and quake as he robs them of their gold. The autumn wind is a raider, pillaging just for fun. He'll knock you round and upside down and laugh when he's conquered and won.
Hello, once again, on a fine Sunday morning, 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, and you know what time it is. It's the Master Plan time. I am the master, a.k.a. AT Money, which stands for Always Taking Money. The number to call in is 347-637-3220, 347-637-3220. Over the last several weeks, I've talked about running backs, wide receivers, tight ends, QBs, and Vic last week talked about IDPs, all for your upcoming fantasy drafts. This weekend is a heavy draft weekend, and next weekend will also be another heavy draft weekend leading up to the start of the NFL season, which starts September 5th with the champion New York Giants versus the Dallas Cowboys at 8:30. Next week's show will be at September 2nd, quite naturally, but it'll be at 1 p.m. where we'll be in a live draft. All for you to help you in your drafts this weekend and your up and coming fantasy season. Trust me when I say this. I do this for the love of it, just what I'm saying. Just for that, let me tell you something. I love playing fantasy football. I love football, and fantasy football is something I really have a passion for. I won 2 championships last year. I plan to win at least more championships this year, but I want you, the listener, to win championships. That's my ultimate goal, the league, to help you win your championships, give you some tips, give you some ideas, things that you may not have thought about, because I don't think in the box, I think outside the box a lot of times. A lot of times I get ostracized by fellow fantasy football players because they think I don't know what I'm talking about. Well, I've surprised a few of them with the things I've said and the players I've picked out. I want to do that for you. I want to do that. That makes me feel good inside if I can help someone pull something out of their butt that no one ever thought of and give them the ultimate surprise, and the ultimate prize is a fantasy football championship. The number to call in, like I said, is 347-637-3220. Don't be shy. Don't be shy. I will answer your questions to the best of my knowledge. I'm here for you. You have this draft weekend. Is it still in effect? Heavy draft. I got 3 drafts going today. One at 1 o'clock, one at 5 o'clock, the other one at 8:15. 2 of them are live. One of them is online. I'm into it. Next weekend, I got at least 3 more over the next 2 days, next weekend. So trust me when I say this. I'm deep into fantasy football. I've been for a while. I've won championships. Free leagues, money leagues, I've won both. I can help you if you give me a call, 347-637-3220. If you're shy, jump in the chat room. I have a chat room for you. If you don't want to appear or to talk on the phone with me, I have a chat room. You can do it anonymously. Ask a question in the chat room. I will answer it in the chat room if you like. Okay? So like I said, we've gone over, between Vic and I, we've gone over running backs, wide receivers, tight ends, quarterbacks, and Vic, like I said, it was just one of his fortes. I'm getting better. I'm not as good as I want to be, but I'm getting better at individual defensive positions, IDPs. Some leagues have IDPs in addition to a team defense, or without a team defense, they have individual defensive positions, meaning linebackers, defensive backs, safeties, defensive tackles, defensive linemen. So some teams, some leagues have that, and we cover the whole gamut of fantasy football. I tell you the truth, I'm not an auction type of guy in fantasy football, but I can give you some advice on auction leagues, standard and PPR leagues. I can really give you really strong advice on. And like I said, this is a heavy draft weekend. I'm heavily into the drafting. And who do we have but Mr. IDP, Mr. Oakland Raider versus the Detroit Lions on the air, the father of FSP, none other than Mr. Vic Gardner. Welcome, my man. How was the game? Give me your experience of watching a game that you've on the left coast.
Well, I tell you what, Jerry. It wasn't my first NFL game, but I will say this. My first NFL game that I went to go see was the Redskins versus the Lions when Herman Moore was there. So, you know, taking my kids.
Wild. That's a wow.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know. And taking my kids and my wife to the game. It was my kids' first game. And we had very good seats. It was very, very good. My youngest son was rooting for the Lions. You can't do that when you're ready to say, Oakland Stadium, there's some different people.
Yeah.
There are some different people. We saw four people get arrested at their seats and then at the concession stand. And my wife said, my youngest son was like, I've never seen anybody get arrested in person before. Oh, wow, I wonder what did he do? So, you know, it was different. It's a good stadium. Stuff is overpriced as usual. It's a small stadium and it's nice. The action was pretty good. It got better as second and third quarter.
The
took place because
is a pirate.
You're playing the Raiders thing.
Yes, go ahead. I'm hope it's not distracting you. Go ahead.
It's all right. No, but it was pretty good, man. I mean, Carson Palmer did not look that bad, but he didn't look that good either. Calvin Johnson only got, like, three balls thrown to him. One was in court one. I tell you what, Tywan Jones is fast. But he doesn't have really, really good field vision. I noticed that when I was watching him yesterday. He had one good cutback run, and other than that, I don't know if it was offensive line or what, but he couldn't find holes at all. Run DMC, he did well. Now, they gave him a touchdown on fourth and goal. I don't know. But there's some interesting things going on. There was some cursing and stuff right behind us and in front of us, but I wasn't too happy about that with my kids. But I was at a big sporting event, so you know what can you expect?
You can't change that. That's going to happen regardless, man. People come into the stadium, not to interrupt you, but people come into the stadium and think they have the right to do anything they want. and say anything they want. So I understand a lot of people just like yourself take their family, but you especially if you take your wife with you, you got to tell your wife you got to be prepared because you can't be jumping up in somebody's face because they're cussing because I understand that our kids are here, but you can get into some nasty confrontations with people because that mindset is I can do anything I want. I paid my ticket. So.
Oh yeah, I mean it was pretty daggone good. There's a lot of California love out here. You know, beautiful place. Even before we got to the stadium before the game started, there was some rowdy people in the subway. They weren't too rowdy. They weren't too rowdy at all. But you could tell when they got the liquor in them, it was on and popping. But it was good. I mean, I'm kind of sad, though. I'm kind of sad because I missed two drafts, one of which I know you're going to talk about today, which is going to really upset me because I have garbage quarterbacks, but the rest of my team's okay. And another one that I'm playing on NFL.com for the little NFL experience for the ring.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect team. Perfect draft. I mean, I set it up perfectly, and I got great. I ended up being the number one pick as well. So, but it was
opposite. Okay.
So I think
really?
If I were number one, yeah, I think if I were number one, I would have got Aaron Rodgers, but I got Arian Foster. But that team is stacked. So whenever you're ready to talk about both teams, let me know and we can get into it.
Yeah, you know, this team that we both drafted in,
mm-hmm.
I tell you the truth, I didn't look at your team because that draft seemed like it went on forever with
so many
positions. And I tell you the truth, and I've said this before in other other shows. Know your settings. Know what's going on with your league. I didn't quite look at this until the last minute on what the starting roster was, and then the bench size was. And
yeah.
This thing went on forever. And this is the first league I've been in. Let's talk since we're talking about the leagues. And the draft. We'll talk about this one first. You and I are in a NFL.com league. It's called, what the hell is it called? The Real NFL
Real
Fantasy Player.
Yeah.
Yeah, Real Fantasy Football Player, something like that. And my team, because I've converted to a new team, every team I have has a Texan, Houston Texans theme to it for the most part. And this one is the Texan Beast, and FSP as usual. It always has its FSP to you. That's his team. Am I right about that?
Yes. If you want to be correct, it's Mr. FSP to you.
Mr. Excuse me. I'm sorry. I forgot the Mr.
Correct.
Anyway. the point system in this, I don't know if you looked at the point system, Vic.
Yeah, I did.
It's crazy. I thought it was a mistake, just like last year when I looked at the point system that you had for quarterbacks or whatever it was. I thought that was a mistake. But
yeah.
The point system is crazy. I don't even want to go into the point system because it's so crazy. To me, it doesn't really make any sense. It skews the point of fantasy football, but I did this as a favor for my sister. A friend of hers had a league, not him or her, but he had a league, and he needed people to fill it, and I invited Vic to see if he wanted to jump into it. I guess you looked at the settings before you jumped into it or not?
I looked at the settings. I saw you had to have two quarterbacks, possibly three starting quarterbacks.
Yes,
and
yeah.
You know, and then you have a bunch of role positions and a bunch of bench players. But I thought I set up my pre-draft rankings pretty well because I was geared more toward the running back, but I should have been geared more toward the quarterback because that's where the major points are.
Yeah. And I don't know, well, since we're talking about you, since we just talked about what you just were thinking about, let's run down, and I'm pretty sure you have your team in front of you, do you?
Yeah, I do.
Okay. Well, let's run down your team first and tell us, I know you said you auto-picked on this.
I imported one of my draft settings from a different NFL.com league. And I was very, very fortunate to get the players I got, but the quarterback position is woeful. And you have to start two every week, but I only have two. So I don't have a third one. I need to I need to trade for a third quarterback because people can start up to three quarterbacks.
I'll give you a quarterback if you want a quarterback, but you're going to have to give up Jamal Charles.
No. No.
He's son of a... You know what? We'll go through the draft, but I knew as soon as... I'm not going to say it yet until we get to it. Go through your team and who you have, and then we'll go from there.
All right. I don't know which order it was in, so I'm not going to go that route. I'm just tell you who's on the team.
Mm-hmm.
I hope John Skelton wins the quarterback competition in Arizona because he's my quarterback with Blaine Gabbert. I know. Matt Forte, Jamal Charles, Torrey Smith, A.J. Green, Greg Little, Antonio Gates, Darius Haywood Bay, Doug Martin, Cedric Benson, Roy Helu, James Starks, Daniel Thomas, a guy that I actually think is going to do pretty well if some have some Marshawn Lynch, Robert Turbin, who I think is pretty good. Early Bissett, who I'm not too happy about having. James Jones, again, not too happy about having. David Nelson, Mohamed Sanu, Lance Kendrick, David Akers, and the 49ers defense.
Now, my question is this: You had some pre-draft settings that you put in the players that you wanted. Okay,
yeah.
out of those players that you wanted, who made it to your roster? Let me put it that way.
A couple: Forte, Charles, AJ Green, Doug Martin. Gates wasn't my first choice, but I had him up there. The 49ers defense. David Akers isn't a bad deal. I didn't want Roy Helu because I don't think he's going to start in D.C., and I don't want to touch. I actually think Alfred Morris is either going to steal that job from Tim Hightower or he's going to be in the mix a lot. I would have preferred to get him, but I didn't. Change my settings in time. But, yeah, mainly my running backs are the ones that I targeted and I got. I would have preferred to have somebody over Cedric Benson, but in that I have all the Green Bay running backs except for what's his name? John Kuhn? Yeah, the only one I don't have. But we'll see what happens in that situation.
Well, let me put it this way. I had said before on my running back show that I think the Green Bay Packers are going to be running the ball a lot more than they have in the past. I really believe that. Now, and that was when James Starks, I thought, was going to be the starting running back. If Cedric Benson is the starting running back, I can almost guarantee, because they're very extremely happy with Cedric Benson. Believe it or not, they're extremely happy with Cedric Benson. So I believe they're going to be running the ball more. Cedric Benson is not a breakaway type of runner, but he's a solid runner. And I think that's going to take away, for those who think John Kuhn is going to take away goal line carries, I think Cedric Benson, because his running style and his makeup, is going to be the running the goal line back, for the simple reason he can catch the ball, and he's a solid runner around the goal line. So,
Jerry, I got to tell you something. Somebody's trying to rob me here, but I might have to. Yeah, somebody's trying to rob me. I'm looking at this trade. It's one of your type trades. The Bucks is offering me Carson Palmer, Sidney Rice for Matt Forte and A.J. Green. I'm going to reject that.
Are you serious?
Yeah. I'm going to reject it. Or I'll counter. If he wants Forte or A.J., he's going to have to come out the pocket. And Carson, he has Drew Brees and Matt Castle, Kevin Cobb, Eli Manning. So, you know, he's going to have to come out the pocket if he wants those guys.
Well, yeah. Well, if he's going to give up Forte, I mean, if you give up Forte, you got to at least get one of those running, one of those quarterbacks, man.
Oh, of course. I know he's not going to give me Brees. So we're going to go after Eli.
Yeah, I was just thinking that myself.
And if he wants A.J. Green, I'll take – well, his receivers suck. He has Baldwin, Blackman, Vincent Jackson, Alshon Jeffries, and Sidney Rice and Reggie Wayne. And I'm probably going to ask for
– Reggie Wayne.
Vincent Jackson. Well, no.
Vincent Jackson. I would go for either Vincent Jackson, although it all depends on which direction you want to go. If you want to go for upside – I could go for, believe it or not, for Blackman, because I think he's going to be the main target, and Blaine Gorman is going to be throwing to him a lot.
I'm asking both of them. I'm asking
if you're going
to go. Well, the reason why I would add Blackman to the deal is because I've got Blaine Gabbert, so the TD receiver quarterback combination.
Yes.
I'm asking for Eli, Blackman, and Vincent Jackson for AJ and Forte. So,
ooh, that's a lot, that's man. That's a lot. Wow.
Well, he's asking for a lot for me, so, you know.
Yeah, but, I mean,
it
come
is
on.
What it is.
Yeah.
He's
trying to fleece you, and you're trying to fleece him back. So,
well,
he's trying to return the favor, because that's a lot to give up for Forte and A.J. Green. That's a lot to give up. Vincent Jackson, Blackman, and Eli, that's a lot.
Well, he needs players.
Mm-hmm.
He needs players, and his players that he needs are in the running back and wide receiver position. His best running back is Fred Jackson and Michael Turner.
Oh.
And Michael Turner's not going to get the type of runs this year that he did in the past. So,
not even close. Not even close.
You know, yeah, so that's where I am with that. Let me send them a rookie for a rookie, Mohamed Sanu. So I'm sending him A.J. Green, Mohamed Sanu, and Forte.
Mm-hmm.
So he'll have all the Bengals receivers and Forte if he takes the deal. But we'll see.
Okay. Getting back to what we're talking about, if anyone wants to call in, ask any question you want. Any question of fantasy football we're talking about. I know people are in heavy drafts. Like I said, I have three drafts today. Just today alone, I got two live drafts and one online. So this is a heavy draft weekend. Yeah, this is a heavy draft weekend. People have a lot of questions, a lot of information being put out there. You want to call in 347-637-3220. Vic and I can cover the gamut. IDPs, running backs, wide receivers, quarterbacks, tight ends. Call them. We can answer all your questions and try to make some sense of what's going on here. Also, if you don't want to converse, you're a little shy, chat room's there. Put it in the chat room. We can deal with it from there. All right, Vic.
Who did you get?
This is who I got. Let me go back because I was just looking at your team. Let me go back to my team. You're going to be envious. Once I realized, I said, ooh, we got to start two quarterbacks. I got to get two dynamic quarterbacks that have running and passing potential. So who do I have? And I'm extremely happy with my quarterback.
Probably got Locker.
No. I have Michael Vick and Robert Griffin III.
You have who now?
I have Michael Vick and Robert Griffin III as my two main quarterbacks.
Okay. All right. So you got one that's going to get broken, so I hope you have his backup as a handcuff.
No.
And RG3 is going to do you wonders. That's very good there.
Hey, look, let me tell you something. I think both of these guys, regardless if they get broke up or not, are dual threats. Versus some other quarterbacks that are just passers, which is fine, but I have two quarterbacks that I think I can get solid production from, along with my I was in the sixth position of this draft, the draft that we were in. I was in the seventh position, so I haven't been getting lucky enough to get in the top five like I had been telling you. I've been in that middle, which is you know, for me. Not that I can't deal with it, but for me, the middle is a killer because you're in the middle. You're in the middle. So when it comes around to you again, you're still basically in the middle, which is not the most advantageous place to be when you have a 10-team or even especially a 12-team or higher fantasy draft. Anyway, run down my quarterbacks, like I said, are Michael Vick, Robert Griffin III, and I picked them up because they're basically, in my opinion, there was really no one else. I didn't want to pick up Michael Vick's backup. I can always do that on the waiver wire if I want to. I picked up Ryan Tannehill. I got two rookie quarterbacks, but I think they're going to still, both of them going to be thrown a lot. Tannehill's basically a in-the-pocket type of quarterback, which is fine. He can move, but he doesn't do the things that Robert Griffin III or Michael Vick do. So I took Ryan Tannehill. So
Are you starting all three?
Well,
remember, you can start all three if you want.
Well, right now Tannehill's on the bench. Like I said, I didn't completely look at these settings and everything until after the draft and realized – in one position, you could put a quarterback, a running back, a wide receiver, or a tight end. So I think I'm probably, along with other people, I'll put
except
a quarterback
me.
In there. Huh?
I said except me because I don't have a third quarterback.
Well, you'll get a quarterback.
Anyway.
You'll be able to get a quarterback. I think I'll be putting a quarterback in there because I want to get the max amount of points each week. And quite naturally, from what I'm seeing, the quarterback – is probably the top point getter week to week. Anyway, let me run down the rest of my roster. I got Chris Johnson, Trent Richardson, Percy Harvin, Antonio Brown, Kendall Wright, Fred Davis, Tony Gonzalez, Peyton Hillis,
take the vulture.
Javid Best,
who's out for the
Alex Green, he's not going yet for the year. So that was a speculation pick. I took Javid Best my third from last pick because I saw him out there. I said, you know what? There's really nothing out there that I want to pick, and I'll take Javid Best if he doesn't do anything. He's on my bench. It's not going to hurt me.
Yeah.
I took the other Packer running back, Alex Green. Tywan Jones, Jacquizz Rodgers. I couldn't believe he was still out there because he's going to get a lot of work because of Michael Turner is going to get diminished work. He's still out there. I took him. Danny Amendola, Devon Best, Randall Cobb, and Greg Olsen.
It's all right.
I love my roster, man. You gotta admit it. I think I did pretty good in getting players that other people aren't. I can't believe that it's been all over. Anybody who's paid attention to sports, anybody who pays attention to fantasy, knows after the regular season was over, after the Super Bowl was over, and the talk of was about these different teams, the Atlanta Falcons stated very early on that Michael Turner's workload was going to get diminished. And mm-hmm. you have Jacquez Rogers out there that is going to pick up the slack. He's a more dynamic back. He can catch the ball. And he's going to get increased work, especially the fact they're going to a more pass-happy offense.
He'll be more of a work done like he was for Tampa and for Atlanta in his last couple of years.
I don't know, man. I think Jacquez Rogers at more and more is going to get more and more work. I picked him up like real extremely late, and couldn't believe he was still out there. For the simple fact is, whoever took Michael Turner, like I think the guy who's trying to trade with you has Michael Turner. I'm surprised he didn't pick him up as a backup, just in case Michael Turner doesn't pan out. That, because all speculation, and I believe it, because he wasn't that good last year, that he's on the downside, on the real downside of his career. Doesn't have any. So,
you know, I'm a big Michael Turner fan.
Yeah, I know.
I only have him in one league. I stayed away from him.
Mm-hmm.
And for that fact that it's a more wide open offense. They're trying to preserve his legs and his body, so he's not going to get 300 plus touches. He might get 220, 250. And he'll have goal line rushes. So that's a plus if you get him. But the thing is, they're looking toward a pass happy style of offense.
Mm-hmm.
And that does not lead or lend to Turner's specialty.
Not at all.
He's not that great of a pass catcher. He can pass protect. He can run block. He can run. But catching the ball is not his forte. So, you know, it is what it is. We'll see what happens in Atlanta. But, I mean, you have a good team. You drafted that piece of hot garbage, but you have good talent. Hopefully, all the running backs I have will assist in making up for the QB points that I'm going to be lacking.
Good luck.
I know. I mean, it's a league you invited me to. I joined it. You needed somebody. I took it. We'll see what happens. It's for free, so I'm not mad. But it is what it is. I want to tell you about this other team that I got with the NFL experience.
Go ahead.
It was auto pick. Again, this is the one where I was number one, and I had my pre-draft rank settings.
Mm-hmm.
And I couldn't have drafted a better team, except for the receivers. But I'll get into that right now. You ready?
Hold on.
You'll be proud. Okay, go
ahead. How many on the team?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15. So it's 15 rounds, and it's a 10-team league.
Okay.
Standard scoring.
Okay, and who starts? Quarterback, two running backs, wide receivers?
Oh, yeah. One quarterback, two running backs, two wide receivers, one tight end, one flex, wide receiver, or running back. Kicker and defense.
Okay. Fire
Are
away.
You ready?
Yep.
You're going to love this, JT.
Mm-hmm.
Matt Schaub, Arian Foster, Jamal Charles, Percy Harvin.
Wait a minute. Whoa.
I'm not finished, and I had the number one pick.
Wait a minute. You got Matt Schaub, Arian Foster, Jamal Charles. Go ahead.
Percy Harvin. AJ mm-hmm. Green, JerMichael Finley, Doug Martin. Now I'm gonna start my bench. Jay Cutler, Michael Bush, Evan Royster, CJ Spiller, Greg Little, Denarius Moore. Then I have the 49ers defense and David Akers as my kicker.
What?
Yep.
How the heck did somebody let you get... And this was auto pick?
That was my auto pick. Other people were there.
Oh, my...
Wow. I told you, dude, I set my auto pick up good because I wanted to get three running backs first. That was my goal. So my first three selections were running backs. As you can tell, I got...
Arian Foster, Jamal Charles,
first,
Doug Martin.
And, yep. Those were my first three picks. And then, no, excuse me, because A.J. Green was before him. So I had Arian Foster, Jamal Charles, A.J. Green, then Doug Martin.
So you got your first four picks?
Yeah.
Wow. You got to be kidding me. An auto pick.
Yep.
Wow. I'm impressed. I have to be impressed with that. That's a hell of a lineup, man. To put out every week. That's a heck of a lineup to put out every week. Wow.
Yeah, and this is on the NFL experience. So I'm playing for a ring, for the NFL ring, like the little $10 NFL ring. I was gonna do one for the jersey or autographed football, but it cost a little too much.
Did I send you the link, or did you hear about the one of the things I when I went down to the Fantasy Fest down in Lake City was one of the booths, because there was a bunch of booths promoting whatever their product was. They have championship rings, Fantasy Football League championship rings. Did I send you the link to that at all?
No.
Okay. Hey, you probably didn't even know about it. I'm telling you. Let me put it this way.
Oh, yeah, you did. Yeah, you did. Where we can purchase them for like $60 or whatever.
I think they're like between $50 and $60 bucks. Mm-hmm. FFLChampions.com. That's Fantasy Football, the FFL Champions.com. Go to that site and you can order a league ring for past years, and you can also, when the time comes, order a championship ring for the new champion. So it's
mm-hmm.
I was real. Let me put it that way. One of the booths I saw, there's another one that had trophies that he makes up, and that's fantasytrophies.com. Those trophies range between $300 and $400 bucks, but they're real nice trophies. Real nice trophies. He makes this placard up specifically for whoever wins it. It's a little bronze
mm-hmm.
placard that sits on the front of the trophy. I think he makes them up on like $10 a plate. But the trophy itself costs, the initial outlay costs a lot, but the trophy itself...
I have one of those, Jason. Ricky was supposed to give it to last year's champ, Dave. I think you fought Dave in the championship, and Dave won that one.
Oh, okay. That was the other league. Okay.
Oh, no. Well, then I owe you a trophy.
Oh, really?
I owe you a trophy.
Is it ESPN too?
I believe so, because ESPN 1 was supposed to have it, but we didn't get to that one, so I'm going to transfer that trophy over.
Okay.
I'll hold on to it once Ricky gives it to me. But I have 12 plates to engrave 12 champions.
Really?
So, yes.
Okay.
I got to get it from Ricky. It was supposed to... I got to put a couple of names on it, but Ricky was supposed to get that taken care of, but he did not. So
okay, well, I would like my trophy, man, or I would like it displayed on the league site saying who won it, and this is the trophy you won.
Well, that's neither here nor there. You will not have that. I'll have it.
Well, no problem. what I'm saying is the alternative. I want a picture of it, on the league page or whatever, saying this is what the previous champion won, and this is what you can win if you win the league. I don't know if anybody else knows it. I sure didn't know about it.
No, because it was in a different league. But
okay.
League is,
okay, well,
it,
This is your mission if you decide to take
it. Don't even go there, Tintin. No way, Jose. No way, Jose.
Anyway, I got a trade already last night from the league we traded in. I'm not going to tell you what the trade was.
Why not? I told you mine.
Okay, well, I'm sorry. You're right. You're right.
Come on. Come on.
This BMF, I don't know who BMF is. BMF, let me see who we
are. Bad Mother Effers, I think.
His name is Will Pacheco. I don't know if you know who that is.
No,
in our league.
Only know Duke from that league.
Oh, okay. Well, he offered me he must have liked Antonio Brown and what he did last night, because Antonio Brown lit up the stadium he played in last night against the Buffalo Bills.
104 yards.
Yeah, he lit him up. That's my boy, man. That's my boy. Tell me I can't pick him. Tell me I cannot pick him. That's
you
my boy.
Pick him. You want me to say that, so I'll say it. You cannot pick him if you want me to say it. Dude,
that's all right.
Go on. Dude,
I like messing with you, man. You're a funny guy. I like messing with you. Anyway, he wants me to give him Antonio Brown from my roster to give me. Now, I have Marcus Colson already. He wants to give me Lance Moore and Dwayne Bowe.
See, I'm not too high on Dwayne Bowe because he just got in the camp. But if Dwayne Bowe is good, Dwayne Bowe can be productive, just as productive as Antonio Brown. Brown's going to be the go-to guy. Wallace, you can hang it up. Wallace is going to be secondary.
You're getting Todd Haley's doghouse. It's going to take a while to get out.
Oh, yeah.
And Mike Tomlin, because Mike Tomlin supposedly is not too happy with him, Mike Wallace anyway. So.
Wow. That's a tough offer, dude.
Yeah, I know.
What are you going to do? Because, I mean, you get two receivers, one a Pro Bowler who has the potential to be great again, but last time he held out was his rookie contract, and he came in and was hot garbage. And who's the other guy he offered you?
Lance Moore and Dwayne Bowe.
Lance Moore is a streaky guy because Breeze likes to throw the ball all over the field. With Meacham gone, though, you know, is more the is he starting opposite, or is it what's the other guy that
Devery Henderson?
Devery Henderson starting opposite Marcus Colston. You know, I know Moore is good in the slot. He's a good slot receiver. So
This is the deal here. Marcus Colston, from what I understand, is playing a lot in the slot now. Even though he's a big guy, but he plays a lot in the slot.
Okay.
So Lance Moore plays on the outside. So I mean, they move him all around, but Colston plays a lot in the slot. So it's Breeze. You never know who's going to be the main guy. I mean, Jimmy Graham, for all the intents and purposes, is the main guy, but you don't know who's going to play second fiddle week to week.
Darren Sproles. It'll be Darren Sproles. So then you got to think who's your third target. Will it be Colston? Will it be Moore? Or will it be Henderson? Because he's going to check it down to Darren Sproles on a screen or something, and he's also going to find Jimmy Graham. So you're looking at a number three receiver in Lance Moore, or four.
I made a counter offer, but we'll see what happens. I'll wait for him to respond to my counter offer.
Come on, dude. I mean, you might as well pay. I mean, hey, dude, I'm looking at my team right now in that league. And for those that didn't know, let's recount this because people might not have listened to the show yesterday.
Okay.
Here's my team from the same league Jerry's talking about that I did draft. Jay Cutler, Matt Forte, Darren McFadden, Jordy Nelson, Deshaun Jackson, Antonio Gates, the Texas defense, Sebastian Janikowski, Doug Martin, Michael Bush, Kendall Wright, Titus Young, Jake Locker, and Colby Fleener.
I like it a lot.
From all my team. I do too. You told me yesterday it was some garbage, but I like it anyway.
No, I really like your roster. It's a nice roster. I must admit, it's a nice roster. Well, I'm not too high on Forte as you are, because I don't think he's going to be that type of play he was last year.
Oh no, no.
For the simple,
I agree.
Wait a minute. For the simple fact is this, and he said it more than once. Mike Tice wants both his running backs to be 1,000-yard running backs. That's telling me that they're going to be splitting carries, which is a problem.
No, it's not. You know why?
Sure it is.
No, it's not. I got Michael Bush as well. Remember, I got Michael Bush. Whoever I got Matt Forte, it's only one league that I don't have Michael Bush in, that I have Matt Forte in.
I understand that, but are you going to play them both together, or are you going to do what the Carolina Panthers do? Sit one, and the one goes off that you sit, and the one that you play doesn't do anything. You follow me?
In this league, remember, in this league that we have right here, all four of my running backs have the same bye week. So Forte and Bush have bye week 5. McFadden and Martin have bye week 6. So
okay.
I'm going to run with who they're playing. So they're going to get Indianapolis' first game of the season. So Forte should have a very good game. So should Bush. But McFadden is going against San Diego, who historically has a good game. So I'm going to run Forte and McFadden. Now, if I see the Bears are going against a piss-poor run defense, McFadden's going to be on the bench, and I'm going to put Bush in because he's going to vulture all those goal line touchdowns. I'll put Forte on the bench because he's not going to get that much, you know, in the running game, whereas Michael Bush is going to run the ball hard and into the end zone. So, and I got Doug Martin. So, you know, I can go whichever way. If I'm not happy with the Bears running attack, I can always go on Doug Martin. And if Run-DMC gets hurt, I still got Doug Martin. I still got Michael Bush. But I'm not going to rely heavily on the Bears offense, even though I think they're going to do pretty well this year.
Okay. Getting back to this is my counter offer. This guy happens to have taken a player that I want, so I'm gonna see if I can squeeze it out of him. If not, I'm still thinking about this trade that he offered, but I countered. I kept his trade still in play, and I sent him a trade of Jamaal Charles and Dwayne Brough coming to me, and I give him Steven Jackson, Antonio Brown, and Eric Decker.
Of course he wanted Jamaal Charles. Of course. Why else? I mean, you know what? He might even take that because Charles is coming off of an injury. And he really wants Antonio Brown. And he's getting a 3-for-2 deal. But it depends on who's going to have to drop. You know, he might not want to drop a player on his team.
Yeah, well, but we'll see what happens.
And he's probably not a believer in Eric Decker. Although the numbers say differently, you need to believe in Eric Decker because that's who Peyton's throwing to. He's throwing Eric Decker more than he is Demaryius Thomas. So, you know, he might take that. He might take that.
We'll see what happens.
Hard. Well, in this league, the running back is the point getter. So for him to give up Jamaal Charles is going to be kind of hard, dude.
He's getting Steven Jackson, and he's getting the wide receiver he wants.
I know.
And he's trying to get rid of Dwayne Brough, and I'm giving him two wide receivers that are going to be targeted a lot from two good quarterbacks, plus I'm giving him a good running back. So we'll see what happens if he wants to go for it. Let me put it this way. Would you take that offer?
No, because I'm not giving up Jamaal Charles for Steven Jackson. Because I understand the dynamic of the St. Louis Rams offense versus the Kansas City offense. They have a big back. They have a rookie running back who looks pretty good. And Fisher loves to run the ball.
Yes.
So Jackson is injury prone. He might get you a couple good games, but he's not going to be that big of a deal because St. Louis has nobody really to go to. Austin Pettis is suspended for the first 3 games. Danny Amendola is a good receiver, but he's not a, a threat. Who else do they have at receiver? I don't know.
Well, they have Brian Quick. They have Denario Alexander. They got guys.
Oh, yeah.
Brian Quick, I think he's playing with the second and third string team. He's not even playing with the ones yet.
Well, he's a rookie.
Yeah, well, that doesn't make any difference. That doesn't make it. Nowadays,
but he doesn't
on.
Scare anybody. But he doesn't scare anybody. That's what I'm saying.
Well,
he
because
he
well, that's what I'm, that's the point. He hasn't shown anything, and he hasn't doesn't scare anybody. But just because he's a rookie receiver doesn't mean that he can't perform. Because last year disproved that with these guys that came out. Well, I didn't say came out of nowhere, but came out and showed their butt. So. You never know. He may progress, and then come on near the end of the year. But they drafted him high, so they expect big things out of him. So we'll see what happens.
Yeah.
But
They took him over Alshon Jeffries.
Yes.
I thought
yes.
it was a mistake.
Yeah, I think
Alshon has the potential.
Yeah, he's a big boy along Brandon Marshall's line, and he was showing pretty well yesterday when I was watching the game.
I think all the criticism he got from, you know, being a lazy receiver or whatever and having bad knees from college, it was just used to lower his stock value because the kid has talent. He has talent, and he can learn from Brandon Marshall how to use his big body frame and how to catch with his hands and not his body, and deliver a blow instead of taking a blow.
Mm-hmm.
So he landed in a great place where he doesn't have as much pressure on him to be the main man like Quick is going to have to do at some point in his career. So we'll see. Keep rolling, brother. Keep rolling.
And the one back, you I don't know if he questioned or not if he was going to do anything because of the starting back. Well, the starting back didn't play last time because he's hurt. He's banged up. David Wilson showed his ass last preseason game that Giants played. So I think it was on Friday, if I'm not mistaken. And I rewatched the game yesterday, and the kid, it's got a lot of skills. Got a lot of skills. Can catch the ball. Can definitely run the ball in the tackles and out on in space. He can definitely make people miss and run with power. So I got two guys on my roster: David Wilson, mm-hmm. Isaiah Pete. True, they're backups, but they're starters in front of them. They're not too far from getting hurt. One's got a lot of traction on those tires, meaning Steve Jackson, and the other in New York. Is always getting hurt, always getting hurt. So I'm looking forward. I hate to say it. I'm looking forward to when Ahmad Bradshaw it either got some type of injury that's going to put him out, for an extended period of time, and be able to have David Wilson to be able to use in one of the running back positions if the other one of my running backs like Steven Jackson doesn't pan out. But that's a speculation. We'll see what happens. Real games start September 5th. Giants against the Dallas Cowboys. I got 4-5 minutes left in the show. A little more than 5 minutes left in the show. I can't believe we talked all this time, and the hour is going that quickly, because I wanted to get into my top players, not the players I would draft 1, 2, 3 or whatever, but my top players. But I'm not going to do it now. I don't have enough time for it. It's only 5 minutes left in the show.
Let's go overtime.
No, I can't. I got a couple drafts, two or three drafts to do, and I got things to do before I get to the drafts. So, this is a heavy draft weekend for me, especially live today. So I got to be on time and set up and not rush. When you rush getting to a draft, is the worst thing you can do, especially if it's a live draft. Online is a different story. You pretty much jump online, you have an idea of what you're going to do already. A live draft is, in my opinion, a totally different animal. The guys are, and ladies, because we have a lady in our league, both live drafts, we have one woman, and anything can happen in live drafts. I mean, anything can happen in online drafts, but you've been in live drafts. You know how fluky people can get on peer pressure or whatever else, and start doing crazy things like, you know, why'd you pick that? And the pick is going, and you're moving on to the next person. So it is what it is, but it's a lot of fun. I enjoy live drafts because the fact is you get to intermingle and talk smack between the people that you are going to be going up head to head against.
And you can make trades.
And you can live. Make trades. Yes, you can make trades live. Yes. So. Some people may grit their teeth because you're trading.
Yeah,
one
exactly.
Person may be trading with the other, huh?
That's it, exactly. My dog just jumped in my mouth.
Your dog just well, how big is your dog?
He's a little silky, man. He's like the size of a Yorkie, but a little bigger.
Oh,
I was talking
okay.
And just like tried to tongue kiss me. He's a nasty little dog.
He's only doing what he's been trained to do.
Oh, see, Jerry, stop it. I didn't talk about mom. Don't do that. Don't go like that. Don't go there.
Anyway, we got 2 minutes left in the show. Is there anything that you want to cover before we get out of here?
Ladies and gentlemen, I'll say this real quick. Ladies and gentlemen, thanks for listening to The Master Plan, one of the top rated shows on our network. But we have a couple other shows. I know Jerry's going to try to get to them. But fantasy football's coming up. Football's coming up. You're going to have fun. I'm going to have fun. Enjoy it. If you're in a league that's worth money, pay your fees so people can draft. Talking to people that's in our league. Also, you're talking to a five-time champion in fantasy football in FSP. So it can happen. It can happen. Just listen to me and maybe Jerry, but it can happen. Go ahead,
last year I won an FSP, so trust me when I say it can happen. It can happen. It can happen. I'm a two-time champion just last year, okay? Tuesday, Compassion Dikini, 4:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. She has a great show. Tune in. You'll be enlightened, to say the least. On Thursday, 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, 8 o'clock p.m., will be the FSP Cruise Show. That's me as co-host. Me as the host, Black and Jeff the Joker, are the two co-hosts. We talk in fantasy sports and politics like we do what we do. And then on Friday, Mac Williams is the host. I, again, am the co-host, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. If you can't get enough of me on Thursday, I'm back on Friday. We talk politics. We talk sports. Mac and I go at it, Mac being a independent/conservative, me being a liberal. We go back at it. Trust me, sparks do fly on that show, and others jump in and give their 2 cents. It's a enlightening show. You should tune in. And then on Saturday, 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, it'd be the FSP show. You're talking to the guy. You're listening to the guy, FSP, Vic Gardner. He's the host. I am the co-host on that show, and we talk fantasy sports and politics, like we do what we do. Sunday, September 2nd, this show will be on at 1 p.m. We're going to be doing a live draft, 1 p.m. So tune in, and you'll hear me, and you'll hear Vic, and you'll hear probably Ricky, whoever else calls in, and talk about their draft, talk about the reasons why they drafted players, where they drafted them, and their whole thinking about that. We give you the whole gamut. We ran down the skill positions, including the IDPs. We give you the do's and don'ts of fantasy drafting. Now we're actually going to walk through a actual draft online as we're on the air. What more can we do for you? What more can you ask for? We're trying to give you the blueprint for a championship here. All you have to do is try to take a tidbit out of it and follow it, and you too can have a ring. You too can have a trophy. You too can have money put in your pocket for winning it just fantasy football. That's what we do. That's what we enjoy. We love fantasy football. Vic loves fantasy football. I love fantasy football. And we can talk about it all day without a problem.
Sure can. All right.
And with that,
I was going to lead you out. You want me to
okay.
lead you out?
Okay. And with that being said, I give it to Mr. Gardner to lead us out of here.
Ladies and gentlemen, again, you're listening to The Master Plan. JTATM, always taking money. That's what he wants to call himself. I
exactly.
call him automatic teller machine. Automatic teller machine. Jerry Taylor and your boy, the host with the most, Mr. FSP. That would be me, VIC, rocking the MIC. And we're going to tell you, we're going to see you next Sunday here on The Master Plan. We are out of here.
Let's go. Ain't no room for hesitation up in here. It's time to leave it on the field. Because it's game time. It's time to make your hard work pay off. Make your mom and dad proud. Make your opponent pay the price. It's time to step up and get it done, son. You go hard or you go home. From the first whistle to the last. Bring it all day, every play. Because you know your boys are going to put on the line for you. They got your back, so you better have theirs. This is about the team. It's about pride. It's about who's the hungriest. So what's it going to be, man? You going to leave it on the field, or you going to leave it inside? You going to leave it or something in your tank? Or you going to do what champions do? Leave nothing.